And you get frustrated, and then you want to start talking to it, and then you get...
That tree's going to fall on that trailer.
Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Lily. How can I help today?
Well, Lily, I don't think you're my representative, but maybe. I'm Sky Valley Tree, and one of our payments didn't go through because there was no money in the bank for that payment. And now there is money in the bank for that payment. But here's the thing. I'd like to know if I'm like a week late or something like that, is it customary to turn off my website and just shut me down to where I can't make any money? I mean, I understand, but that's kind of like, you know, thuggish behavior if you ask me.
Gotcha.
So can I talk to anybody? Can I talk to a manager or my customer service rep? Because I've been with you 2 years, and I find it unacceptable that I get an email saying I got a lead, but you can't have your lead until you pay your payment. Come on, man. It's only a week late. And if I can't get that lead, how do I make any money? Again, going back to the thuggish behavior.
I understand. I'm really sorry about that here. And I'm sorry, just to confirm, you said I'm speaking with Daryl from Sky Valley Tree?
This is Daryl, yeah.
Okay, thank you, Daryl. Yeah, so our system, unfortunately, is set up that way. When your payment fails, there's a banner on the website, and then you can't even get your leads. I'm really sorry about that. Let me check to see.
I mean, but it would seem that you would work with me and not shut me down to where I can't make money. If I can't make money and I have owe you money, wouldn't it be better in your better interest to make sure I can at least get a lead to pay you? And here's another thing. You guys have really been slacking on advertising and keeping my REO going because I see all these other companies passing me by, and I've been with you for months, and these new companies are passing me by. It's kind of like you cater the new cell on the block and just keep us going and like, ooh, we'll just take their money. And, you know, like the old phone stuff. You know, you can't get a new phone if you've been an old customer. Y'all playing that same thing. And it's really starting to upset me. So, again, if I could talk to my customer service rep or a manager or do something, I'd be greatly appreciative.
Sure. I no problem. I would be more than happy to help you. I'm sorry. I don't see that you have an account manager. Do you by any chance recall who that might have been, or do you have a name?
Tiffany.
Sorry?
Tiffany or something like that.
Tiffany. I know that Tina was calling you about your failed payment.
Tina. Maybe it was Tina, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I
don't
mean,
even have a, I don't even have a rep, and I've been with you 2.5 years? Wow. Yeah.
2.5 years. I'm seeing the account as a... yeah, so you don't have an account manager assigned, but we can assign one for you. I do
appreciate it.
Sure, no problem. I do see you've been with us a year now, so I completely understand, when it comes to you being a loyal client. As far as your payment, we can always definitely help when it comes to, you know, if we need to extend your billing and things like that. We just really need to know before your billing date in case, you know, an issue happens with your card where you won't be able to make your payment.
I don't care about all that. All I care about is go ahead and take your money because it's there now and somebody work on my account a little harder. Because,
yeah, definitely.
Like I said, I'm being passed up by new people, and I've been there a year, and they should still be under me if they're new. They should not get past me, you know, over, oh, this failed payment, let me go shove him to the bottom. Let me cut him off and not get any leads. Hey, do you own my website? Can I reclaim my website? Because I don't really like the fact that y'all can just shut my website down, too, over a two-week missed payment or a week.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. We do own the website, but it does happen because...
I'm going to need to make my own. Okay. I got you.
Okay. Yes, like I said, Daryl, if you let us know at least the day before your billing date, even through a text message that you can't pay, we'll make sure to accommodate you, but we just need to know because our system, unfortunately, is set up that way where if it fails, it just... it automatically suspends the account.
I got you. So go ahead and rerun it.
Okay,
my little minions on the computer doing what they got to do to get me to the top.
Absolutely. Let me check your placement here very quickly while I have you on the line, okay? It'll just be a moment here, and then I will at the same time run your payment. Let me just pull that up as well. And then just to confirm, we are using the same Visa ending in 2750, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You better hurry.
All right.
All
right, I'm going to go ahead and process that now, just a moment.
From this side.
Okay, it did go through. So thank you very much, Daryl, for updating that. And then also I will go ahead and make sure that we're fully optimizing. We're doing that anyway, but if there's a chance for me to create some flyers or increase the post frequency on your Google profile, I'll make sure to take care of that for you right away as well.
That would be great. And then forward me my lead that got commandeered because I owed you a payment. Now let that lead come in where I can call them.
Absolutely. I'll go ahead and resend that to you right away. And, you know, I'll go ahead and check into your account every billing date just to make sure that if there is an issue with your card, I'll make sure to call you right away and that there isn't any time missed with your payment.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. You have a good day. Yeah.